Father, we start by giving thanks to my almighty Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. My Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for giving me another day. I thank you for providing my daily bread. This is the day my daddy made. Holy Spirit, help us rejoice and help us be glad in it. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, daddy. I thank you for providing and supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you for forgiving me for my sins. And I forgive, Father, by faith because I don't feel it. I thank you for leading me not into temptation, and I'm so thankful that to you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, my dominion. In the name of Jesus, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us and blessing us. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, guide me as I read, guide me as I speak. This is life and peace for me. Listen to me read, listen to me speak the word of God and feed your spirit. This is life and peace for me. It's time to feast, it's time to eat. Sit down and eat if you wanna eat. In all actuality, it's a command. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow by the word. Amen. Father, that's my daddy's attributes. We gotta make sure we understand that it's all Jesus. It's all about my Father, my Abba, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My God is one. There is no other. So bless my God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, even as he selected me out in him before the foundations of the universe were laid, to be holy and without blemish before his searching, penetrating gaze in love. Having previously marked me out to be placed as an adult son through the intermediate agency of Jesus Christ for himself, according to that which seemed good in his heart's desire, resulting in praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed upon me in the beloved, in whom I am having my redemption through his blood. The putting away of my trespasses according to the wealth of his grace, which he caused to superabound to me in the sphere of every wisdom and understanding, and having made known to me the mystery of his will according to that which seemed good to him, which good thing he proposed in himself with respect to an administration of the completion of the epochs of time, to bring back again to their original state all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him, in whom also we were made an inheritance, having been previously marked out according to the purpose of the one who operates all things according to the counsel of his will, with a view to our being to the praise of his glory, who had previously placed our hope in the Christ, in whom also as for you, having heard the word of the truth, the good news of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Spirit of the promise, the Holy Spirit, who is the token payment of our inheritance, guaranteeing the full payment of all, looking forward to the redemption of the possession which is being preserved with the view to the praise of his glory. That's my daddy's attribute. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So here's just a taste of, I still gotta finish this. Father, thank you. Sanctifying grace and tranquilizing peace, ambassadors divinely allotted, precious full assurance in the heart, obtained through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. that multiplies grace and peace through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us into salvation. It's all Jesus by means of his own glory and virtue, by means of which glory and virtue there have been generously given to us the precious and exceedingly great promises, in order that through these, by these precious and exceeding great promises, God's word, you might become partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, the sphere of passionate cravings desired by the flesh. Father, thank you for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, I got to give you praise. I need you now more than ever. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures. Strengthen our relationship. Reveal Jesus. Permit a momentary glimpse of the invisible kingdom military. Send legions of angels to protect your children and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Bless this recording, protect your seed and anyone who hears it, past, present, or future, cause there's no distance in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, read 2 Kings 6. And I thank you, Father, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. I thank you, Father, for hearing like a child, tearing, wrapping paperback. I imagine the spiritual veil over this realm torn and lifted, exposing the enemy at work. Demons and fallen angels fighting against the kingdom of heaven, relentless and condemned. Chanting spells and curses, forming signs and symbols to summon and summon legions of evil demons eager to steal our peace, kill us physically and destroy our soul, choking the seed of the kingdom. James 2:19, read it, be not deceived. Our imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify. Legally bound to curse weak and beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays the victim role on the stage of life, rehearsing scripts of demonic doctrines, caught up way down by the rotten fruit of idol worship. Sacred service comes in many forms, like church, prison, addiction, hell, heaven, someone you love, fear, hate, bitterness, anger, rage, social media, selfish ambitions, and depression. Be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will open doors for the devil who seeks, who walks around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now all in your house to oppress, you're overburdened and loaded down, mental, physical, and spiritual postures depleted, leaning over a fiend of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed repetition, wicked and lazy servants exercising free willful ignorance, detached from God, lost without hope, mind, will, and emotions control existence, living soulish. Be not deceived, we must give account to the King. It's all Jesus, the life is in his blood. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's observation, to make the beloved an obligation as we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Molded expression of the Father's grace that develops his distinguishing quality of character. What can the clay say to the potter? We are the work of his hands. The Father is watching you, cause he loves you so much, he can't take his eyes off you. He knows your hearts, he knows your thoughts. He wants to shower you with blessings and overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. He wants a relationship with you now. In the name of Jesus, he knows each one of us intimately, acquainted with our shame, the lust of the flesh, our guilt, the lust of the eyes, our pain and pride, that presents less and less than expected. Momentary pleasures take us down to the gates of self, upon that plane of exalted flesh, defenses. Woo. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, guide me, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. In the name of Jesus, he knows each one of us intimately, acquainted with our shame, the lust of the flesh, our guilt, the lust of the eyes, our pride and pain, that presents less and less than expected. Momentary pleasures take us down to the gates of self, upon that plane of exalted flesh, defenseless character, inadequate aim, with no vision of purpose and intentions negative, destined for glory and desperate need of help every attempt to better self exposes the vain insufficient creation that's nothing in and of itself. Thank you, Father. I'm calling upon you, the Holy Spirit within, crying out, Abba. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your love, divine in essence and self-sacrificial in nature, Lord of heaven and earth. I demand your supernatural intervention right now. I need you more than ever. I give you thanks for doing super abundantly, far over and above all that I dare ask or think, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams, according to the power of your Spirit operative within. To the Father belong the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus into all the generations of the ages of ages. Amen. Line upon line, let it be unto me according to your word. Precept upon precept, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You shall know the truth. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. And we overcome Satan by the life and the blood of our Passover lamb and the word of our testimony. Stipulations of the grace covenant contingent upon the children's who observing and understanding the beloved, our sufficiency and the source of everything that we need. The chief shepherd lovingly corrects his children, purging conflicts of character found in these temples daily defiled, crushed by the almighty hands molding his work. Be not deceived, be confident that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. Jesus said it is finished, paid in full, tetalestai, Isaiah 55:11, mission accomplished. Jesus did not return to the Father empty. Our inheritance, my Redeemer lived. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes and bruises we are healed and gifted legal rights, standing back to our original state. Undeserved forgiveness, justified, sanctified, permitted access, given the keys of the kingdom, unmerited favor, unsearchable riches. Come boldly to the throne with me, he fellow heathens, to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the Lord is our inheritance. Magnificent, burning, fiery furnace, purging this temple turned into a den of thieves daily. The consuming fire, the Holy Spirit, who has been caused to make his permanent home in us, has a passionate desire to control us to the point of envy. Any indwelling sin may have control over us. Dunamis, look it up. Father, glorify your name by the operative energy of the kingdom. Within this former tomb, sanctified, washed clean and made your temple with vessels of treasure, justified. Undeserved forgiveness, redemption made evident, salvation incomprehensible to these mortal forms that grow with you. Ooh, salvation incomprehensible to these mortal forms that grow weak and weary, creation cursed by and made beggarly elements, crooked and perverse generation, haughty and chained to ignorance, mindset on confusion, intentions mediocre and selfish. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you. I demand your supernatural intervention and give you thanks for hearing the petitions of your child. Righteous in Christ Jesus, legally permitted to stand in your presence, guiltless and begging for help, seeking your kingdom knowledge, asking for understanding of my rights as your child, knocking for wisdom, discernment, and revelation to apply the keys given by Jesus and the access granted. The Lord is my inheritance, dectos. Today is the day of salvation. Receive it. Romans 5:17. Read it. Rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished by the Father's present, unearned, free gift of abundant sufficiency. Speak it like commanded, Joshua 1:8. Hold up. Death is defeated, nothing can stop the glory of God. Wait a mediocre minute, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My Redeemer lives, the King is alive. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. 1 John 1:9. Father, I admit I willfully disregard your will and ask that you forgive me. Holy Spirit, help me repent. I give you thanks, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you for forgiving me and for missing the mark of rain. And thank you for the justification, the precious blood of Jesus, my salvation, full assurance in the heart through grace. the beloved in whom you are well pleased, my inheritance. You're given right to acquire Christ edified, that's sufficient for me, cause your strength is made perfect in my weakness. It's all Jesus line upon line. Let me put some scripture in it. Precept upon precept, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pause for a temporary 60 seconds and reflect on these facts. You shall not tempt the Lord your God, the Lord your God. You shall worship, and to him only shall you render sacred service. Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus the Christ, who was faithful to fulfill the terms and conditions of the Father's blood covenant himself. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, help us manage the abundant, magnificent inheritance of divine life present, knowing you the one and only true God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, the manifested expression of the Father's gifted eternal life. Meet your maker now, what in the last days, no one's changing. Get acquainted with the scriptures. We're in the last age of deceit, the last pages of scriptures being fulfilled worldwide and being witnessed. Open your eyes, time's up. Don't perish without receiving the beloved. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken for us, and thank you for your blood that was shed to usher in the new covenant. By faith today, I break this bread. I believe, therefore I speak. Let it be unto me according to your living, powerful word, that's sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that discerns the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Nothing can stop the glory of God. Christ Jesus in us, our inheritance, and joyful expectation of receiving the best from our Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us. In the name of Jesus, help me to make the necessary changes. Help us make the necessary changes each day. Gifted, I'm bleeding with shameless persistence. Permit the wise use of the remainder of my time to find purpose and use my potential to accomplish it. Strengthen me to consciously refuse to allow procrastination, discouragement, depression, bitterness, hate, rage, anger, social media, or any other substance that's an enemy of my potential to induce me to waste even one more day. Cause every decision made and words spoken as sentences to our life story, stabilize your hearts, stand on the chief foundation, build your house upon the rock. The coming of the Lord has drawn near and is imminent. Stop complaining about one another in order that you may not be judged. Consider this, the judge has taken the stand before the doors. Order in the court, do you not have any remorse for the crimes committed? Why so bitter? Why so arrogant? Why so foolish? Why do you act like a victim? Be thankful and appreciate the advocate here to plead your cause, taking your punishment upon himself. Pause and calmly take a temporary 60 seconds and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The mirror of liberty, the Spirit of the Lord is here, available to all willing and ready to be freed from the chains of sin and consequences of death that delights to feed on existing people, fleeing life, fleeing the way, fleeing the truth with no other route, nowhere to go and nothing more left to consume. The effort put forth provided to be worthless, with nothing but piles of withered rotten fruit harvest. Name the pursuit of crappiness with no rights and self-condemned. Father, thank you for the reality of your presence. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. I need you, Lord. Father, thank you for the reality of your presence needed and seated in the essence of my being. I'm not fake, like one of these fraudulent people on a diet. They buy it. cause it's labeled no sugar. In the name of Jesus, be gone, Satan, and keep on going. I bind and forbid the spirit of aspartame here. I loose and permit the grace of God and the joy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we receive and come into agreement. Let it be unto us according to your word. Amen. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. Let's read this again. Sanctifying grace and tranquilizing peace, ambassador divinely allotted, precious full assurance in the heart, obtained through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, that multiplies grace and peace through the knowledge of God and the end of Jesus our Lord, according to the divine power he has given to us. All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us into salvation. It's all Jesus by means of his own glory and virtue, by means of which glory and virtue there has been generously given to us precious and exceedingly great promises, in order that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, the sphere of passionate cravings desired by the flesh that'll take you down to the gates of hell, upon that plane of exalted flesh which presents less and less than expected. Get it through your head. It's the Father's will that none shall perish, but that all should come to repentance. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is the day my daddy made. Holy Spirit, I'm asking for help to rejoice and help me be glad in it. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, daddy. And I thank you for hearing and answering the petitions of your child. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. The faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the prince and ruler of the kings of the earth, unto him that loves us and washed us, setting us free from our sins in his own blood, who constituted us a kingdom. He made us kings and priests to our God and Father. To him be glory, dominion, and power forever and ever. Amen. Slow your roll for a temporary 60 seconds and count a few blessings with me. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the food that I eat, the air that I breathe, the water I drink, the clothes that I wear, the roof over my head. Thank you for the fact that you are in control and at work, maximizing the benefit of each burden, disturbing the fig leaves we attempt to cover with. I demand your supernatural intervention right now, daddy. 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. 18. For Christ also suffered and died once for the sins of humankind, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, providing us with an entry into the presence, having in fact been put to death with respect to the flesh of his own human body, but made alive by the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll continue this later, God willing. Thank you, Father, for this day in the name of Jesus. To you be, to my Father, belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, and might.